eternal beacon, lighting man's way through the darkness of dark.
General Mills started 3 years ago to develop an enriched type of flour, a flour enriched in vitamin and mineral elements in the interests of better health, a flour that would be exactly the same in baking characteristics as the gold medal flour you've always known, a flour that would look the same and have exactly the same taste in everything you bake. And this year, we announced such a flour. Gold medal, kitchen-tested, enriched flour. All the gold medal we've shipped from our mills for many months has been this type of flour. Now, why should you use enriched flour? Why do authorities go so far as to urge you to use this type of flour in preference to flour which has not been enriched? Well, the reason is simple. You see, the average person eats a total of about 154 pounds of flour in a year. It's a large share of all the food you eat. And if that flour doesn't give you a proper share of certain necessary vitamins and minerals, well, you may not be as strong and healthy as you would otherwise. In other words, enriching flour was in the interest of a healthier America. And General Mills is glad to play a part in any movement that will help make America more strong. So, we urge you to use enriched flour. And if you want that flour to be dependable, uniform, tested for outstanding baking results, use Gold Medal, the kitchen-tested brand that's used by more women than any other. Its vitamin and mineral enrichment has not changed its baking characteristics. It works the same with all your recipes. Remember that Gold Medal flour is made by the men with the greatest aggregate of experience in the business, tested by the famous Betty Crocker staff, and comes to you with a folder of famous Betty Crocker recipes in every sack. So, in the interest of your family's health, why not start using Gold Medal vitamin and mineral enriched flour? This is our day-to-day story of the Holy Bible, presented as a living human monument to man's faith in God, reverently portrayed. The story is told in the language of today for clarity and understanding. Language of today for clarity and understanding. Language of today.
And to bring the
for clarity and understanding. And to bring the greatness, the humanness of the Bible and its people to everyone. And to make those people as much alive today as the book which houses them. Now we continue the story of Ruth and Naomi from the book of Ruth, chapter 1, verses 15, 16, and 17.
And Naomi said, "Behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law." And Ruth said,
shall be my people, and thy God, my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also. If aught but dead, I'll be.
Weeks have passed since that day upon the hill in Moab, when Ruth proved her loyalty and devotion to Naomi by refusing to let her make the long journey to Bethlehem alone. Now, in mid-afternoon, the hot sun shines down upon the little town of Bethlehem. Naomi and Ruth, pausing to rest the tired mules which have carried their belongings across the valley of the Dead Sea, stand now on another hill, looking down upon Naomi's native land.
Your last glimpse of the hills of Moab.
Yes. They're far away now, aren't they, Mother Naomi?
Very far away, dear. You're entering a new world now. A new life. Look, Ruth, dear, ahead of us. Down there in the valley.
It's Bethlehem.
Yes. My home. And yours now, dear.
It's just as Malin said it would be, Mother Naomi. A little village. sheltered by friendly hills. It's beautiful and peaceful.
Soon we'll walk down this winding road toward the town of Bethlehem. I wonder if I'll find any familiar faces. I wonder if any of my old friends are still alive.
As the two women continue on their journey, Ruth's eyes are alight with pleasure. And now as they pass fields where grain is being harvested, Ruth asks,
Mother Naomi, are those women in the fields helping their husbands harvest the grain?
No, my dear, they're gathering wheat which the reapers have left for them.
The men leave wheat for the women to pick up?
Yes, dear. Those are poor women who would starve if they didn't glean during the harvest.
They're allowed to gather wheat and corn, and the owner of the field doesn't object?
Oh, no. You see, it's been a custom in Israel ever since the time of Moses that the poor shall not go hungry.
That's very different from Moab, Mother Naomi. There, the poor people are forced to beg for food, and often they're put in prison or killed for begging.
Bethlehem is very different from Moab, you see. Very different.
Town of Bethlehem slumbers under the mid-afternoon sun as Naomi and Ruth walk slowly through the almost deserted streets. Naomi, who is aged since the death of her two sons, is tired and worn. Her hair, once a deep, warm brown, is white now. As they approach the well, Naomi pauses, overwhelmed by memories of the past. And a group of women chatting near the well see them and watch their approach with alarm.
Those women coming toward us. I've never seen them before, have you?
No. They come from the direction of Moab.
Yes, they must be Moabites. We'd better give an alarm.
Why? What harm can two poor women do?
They might be thieves. Or there might be a caravan waiting for them outside Bethlehem. Moabite men waiting for nightfall to attack the village.
Oh, nonsense. I'm not afraid of a white-haired woman and a pretty young girl. They look tired.
I'm going to talk to them.
One of those women coming out.
Oh, perhaps she's an old friend, Mother Naomi. Perhaps she's recognized you for
even more than I had thought of you. Coming home to Bethlehem without a limb like for my son.
I know, Mother.
Good afternoon.
It's Kara. A friend, Mother.
She was my best friend once. And now she doesn't know me.
Kara.
You know my name.
Kara. Don't you know me?
Why, is it Naomi?
Yes, I'm Naomi.
Naomi?
Oh, Naomi, you've come home after all these years.
Yes, I've come home.
Naomi, all these years I've wondered about you. I've waited for you to return, you and Limelech and your son. Oh, I'm so glad to see you.
Where is Elimelech? Elimelech. They're dead. They're gone.
No. Oh, I'm so sorry. So sorry.
Forgive me, Kara. I meant to be cheerful when I came home. It's just the bitterness of returning without my family.
You made the journey from Moab alone?
No, Kara. Not alone. My daughter-in-law, Ruth, came with me.
A Moabite girl?
Ruth was born a Moabite, but she's now my daughter. She believes in our God.
Oh.
Ruth has left her family and friends and all the wealth and luxury which were hers in Moab to follow me into a strange land, to be with me now that I'm old.
Ruth, I'm happy to welcome you to Bethlehem.
Thank you. Thank you.
I hope I can help you and Naomi, if there's anything you need.
Thank you, Kara, but I'm sure we'll be all right.
We will be all right. I'm going to take care of my mother-in-law. That's why I came here, to Bethlehem.
At sundown of that same day, Naomi and Ruth stand in the bare cottage which had once been Naomi's home. Their simple meal is over. As they arrange their few belongings brought from Moab, Naomi speaks.
Ruth, dear, do you mind if I leave you for a little while?
No, Mother Naomi, of course not.
I want to visit some relatives who used to live nearby. I want to see if they're still alive.
But you're so tired, Mother. It was so hard for you to talk with your old friends. You ought to rest now.
No, I'll rest later, Ruth, dear. I want to talk with them tonight.
Mother, you're going because you're worried about me, aren't you? You're going to ask for help.
They'll be glad to help us, Ruth.
I'm sure they would. But you don't want to ask them for help, do you?
We haven't much food left here. I can't let you go hungry. I'm responsible for your being
Mother
here.
Mother Naomi, please.
Sit down. I want to talk to you.
Yes, Ruth. You're too tired to see anyone tonight. You must rest.
But Ruth, I...
And in the morning, I'm going to walk back to the fields.
To the fields?
Yes. If the women we saw today can glean after the reapers, I can too.
No, Ruth, no.
I didn't come to Bethlehem to be a burden to you. I came to take care of you. To help you. If you'll let me.
But Ruth...
I'm young and strong. I'm sure I could bring home wheat enough for both of us. I'm going to the fields tomorrow morning and ask permission to glean after the reapers.
Ruth has proved once again her love and devotion for Naomi. With complete unselfishness, this beautiful young woman, who was born of wealthy parents, intends to do the humblest work in Bethlehem, to care for her aged mother-in-law.
All dramatic material on this program is prepared in collaboration with nationally known biblical authorities at various faiths. More and more grocers tell us women are buying flour by name rather than asking for just flour. You see, flours do differ. Certain wheats, for example, are not able to absorb moisture as well as others. Flours made from these wheats tend to make your bakings dry out. Other wheats are tough, are not suitable for cake baking. It takes a great deal of experience to know just which wheats to choose, to know how to blend these wheats, to know how to test the flour, to make sure it will give good results in bakings of every kind. But General Mills, the millers of gold medal flour, have this experience. Their aggregate experience is the greatest in the milling business. That's why you're safe when you ask for gold medal kitchen-tested flour. As a matter of added interest, you'll be glad to know that gold medal kitchen-tested flour bears the seal of acceptance of the Council on Foods of the American Medical Association. Look for it on the set.
The light of the world.
This day-to-day story of the Bible. Currently, the story of Ruth and Naomi from the Book of Ruth will be continued tomorrow at this same time. Your announcer is James Fleming.